Today's daf is Mem Vav in Brachos, second daf of the seventh perek of Brachos. We introduced ourselves yesterday to the idea of benching and to the idea of Zimun. What Zimun accomplishes is that when three people are together, so we bench, but we bench as a group and not as individuals. And so it's a different type of benching. It's a qualitatively different form of benching, and it also has an additional bracha. Baruch she'achanu mishalo, or Baruch Elokeinu she'achanu mishalo, depending if they're three or ten. Okay, and this is what we refer to as Birchas Hazimun. One person is going to be benching, the others are going to be listening, as I discussed yesterday. I know the minhag has changed over the years, where everybody benches, even when there's a Zimun. Yesterday we had basic discussions, first of all, the sources of where does Zimun come from, where does the idea of Zimun come from. The Gemara quoted a couple of psukim, one from Tehillim, the other one from the end of the Torah, Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis. And then we spoke yesterday on the Amud Beis of making a Zimun possibly with two and not with three. The Gemara didn't come to a conclusion, but the basic point is that no. In other words, it's only by three, it's not by two, even as an option. Two people cannot bench. Okay, we're going to kick around the idea of two people benching a little bit later on as well in the Perek, but we continue in the Gemara. We're halfway down the Amud. We're starting now with the words Gufa. We're in Mem Hey Amud Beis, and we're starting. Gufa Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav Shosh Shach Kachas V'Yasa Echem Amar Shul Karen Lo Mizamin Alav. Okay, we remember this scenario we painted yesterday. Three people eating together, and then one's in a rush. He's got to run, so he gets up and he runs. And the other two say to him, "Hey, wait a second. Where are you going? Remember, we ate together, right? We have Zimun. So Karen Lo. So we call to him." And so we can make a Zimun together with him. And what's clear from this is that he doesn't actually have to come back to the table. That he give it, in other words, right where he's at, he could just simply call back Zimun. So I'm Rabbi Avuhu Dekar Levani. Now, Abaye says, it seems to be a pretty obvious qualifier. Abaye says, well, he's got to respond. In other words, he's got to be close enough where he can respond. Meaning if he's out of hearing distance, so that doesn't work. Now, what the Havamina would be that it should work, I don't know. But okay. I'm a Marzucha Valamarna Labashlosha Valbasara Adonaisi. So now Marzucha says, fine. This is going to work where I call to him and he responds. This will work if there's three, but if there are ten people, no, he's got to come back to the table. So the Gemara says, Maskafla Ravashi Hadrabi Ibcham Istab. Now Ravashi says, can we think about this for a moment? Because that doesn't make sense. Meaning, let's put our heads to this. I have a table now made up of three people. One person goes away. What's the halacha? We can make a zimun with him. He doesn't actually have to come back to the table. As long as he's close enough where he can answer, that's good enough. Okay. Now, if I have 10 people and one of them leaves, we can't make our zimun, or our super zimun, meaning using Shem Hashem, unless he actually comes back to the table. Now, just from a statistic standpoint, from a proportion standpoint, if one person leaves up from a group of three, he represents a third. Right? That's 33% of our crowd. If one person leaves from a good table of 10, he's just 10%. So the Gemara says, so I understand, if anything, I would say just the opposite. Tisha Nirin Kasar, Shnaim and Nirin Kishlosha. Well, nine people is much closer to 10 than two people is closer to 3, right, from a mathematical standpoint. So V'hilchasa Kamar Zotra. Now the Gemara says, okay, now that we've reasoned it out, and now it makes more sense the other way, what does the Gemara say? Good, I'm glad. I'm glad it makes more sense. That's not the halacha. The halacha is like Marzutra. Meaning so that when three people eat together, the third person doesn't have to come back to the table. When 10 people are eating together, that 10th person has to come back to the table. My time it came to buy Litzkuri Shem Shemayim, but Shem Yasser, Allah Varachara. And the Gemara says, and I'll tell you why. Because when 10 people eat together, we're not just making a Zimun, we're saying Shem Hashem. It's not proper to say Shem Hashem without all 10 people then being there. It's lav arach arach, not derech eretz. I'm Rabbi Naktin Hashem Shach Lukachas Mitzvah Lechalik. Now, two people eating together, Mitzvah Lechalik, they have to divide. And they cannot bench together. Now, from Rashi, over here, Rashi also says they can't make a bracha together as well. Meaning, according to Rashi, this is going both on bracha rishona, on hamotzi, and it's also going on benching as well. Okay, you want to see more discussion on this? Tosos on Amud Aleph of Memhei discusses this position of Rashi. But in the meantime, however, we're just going to go ahead. Tanya Nami Hachishtam Shachu Kaachas Mitzvah Lechalik Ba Medvar Mamorim B'Sheshneim Sofer Ma Ba'echad Sofer Ba'echad Bor. Sofer Mavarech Ubor Yotze. Okay. And this is true when both of them know how to bench, right? When the Gemara here refers to as a Sofer. Sofer literally translates as a scribe, but that's not exactly what the Gemara means. The Gemara means by that simply is that they know how to bench. Two people who know how to bench and they're sitting together, so they should be mechalik, they should divide. Meaning each one of them is going to bench to themselves. Okay? And they're not going to, one's not going to bench for the other. When it's three, it's a different story, but that's because that's Birchas HaZimun. Meaning that is the different version of benching altogether. That's a Zeman benching. But if it's just two, so they have to divide. And the only scenario where I'm going to have two people sing together, one's going to bench, the other's going to listen, is when one of them doesn't know how to bench. He's a, what the Gemara refers to as, a boor. Just somebody who is unlearned and doesn't know how to bench. So Rava says, look, I said something, and in addition to that, I was also saying the name of Rabbi Zera, Kavasi, and he said, just like me. Okay, right, this scenario comes up. Three people are eating together. Okay, it's a lunch date. And then finally, one of them says, you know, guys, I got to go. The other two say, wait a second, we have dessert, we're not ready. So now, okay, it's a simple question of who commands the table? Who commands benching? Who gets to say it's over? So right, huh? So shosh shach l'kachas echad mafsik l'shnayim. The ain shnayim mafsik l'echad. Right. So if two people say right, lunch is officially over. So then that one person there is stuck. He's like, okay, lunch is over. If one person says lunch is over, no, the one doesn't command when the meal is actually over. The Gemara says v'lo v'amar papa afsik leila abba mar berei. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we find that Rav Papa stopped even though it was two people who still wanted to go on. Shani Rav Papa, so the Gemara says, fine, but Rav Papa went above and beyond the letter of the law. The letter of the law is that two people don't have to stop for one. Rav Papa did, but okay. In other words, this isn't iser v'heter, absolutes. In other words, we're just simply saying that from a derech eretz perspective, if two people want to end the meal, they have to bench. If one person wants to end the meal, they're not forced to bench. Yehuda bar Merimar mar umar bar Avashi v'Rav Achim edifta kricha rifta b'hadei hadadei. Okay, three amorayim eating bread together. Now lo hava b'uchad hava mufleg mechaver levruch lehum. Now, in terms of status, they're all on the same. They're on the same level. Okay, now, whenever we try to quantify, you know, what level is this person on versus this person on, so it's hard. And in other words, I don't know if we really have that ability, but the Gemara says that for these three, they were all holding on the same level. So, the Amri, right, we have in our Gemara, our Girsa, Yasvi Vikami Bayelahu. Okay, the Rif's Girsa is Amri. Same basic idea. Here's their thought process. Yeah, you know this idea of Zimun, where one person is going to bench for the other two? That's if you have somebody who's great. Meaning, so he's going to lead the benching. But we're basically all on the same level. So you know what? Each one's going to bench for themselves. We're not going to do a Zimun. So Baruch Hinesh L'Navshe, and that was their conclusion. That was the thought process. That was their conclusion. So also coming to Mereimar, so they went to now in front of Mereimar, Amar Lehu, Yidei Birucha Brachi Yitzasim, Yidei Zimun Lo Yitzasim. So Mereimar says to them, wow, okay, look, I'll give you this. At least you benched, meaning that much you did. But you didn't do a Zimun, meaning, and there was a Zimun opportunity. So you blew it. What you should have done is you should have had a Zimun together. And you're thinking, he says, basically saying to them, your thinking is faulty thinking. It's not correct. Okay. So the Gemara says, V'chi temer na'adav v'nazamin. Okay, is it too late? Meaning, all right, we accept the Musar. We were wrong. So now let's go back. Let's do Zima now. So ayin zimun l'mafreya. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't work. Meaning, once you bench, now to go back and revisit the idea of, let's do a Zimun. Let's make the first brach of Zimun, of Nivarech Shachanu Mishalom, it's too late. After you bench, it's after the fact. There's no Zimun l'mafreya. Ba masin k'shem avarchim mahu omer achareihen. Now, come across people who are making a Zimun. So what do you respond? Rezvid amar baruchim avarach. Rav Papa amar amen. Ona amen. Okay, so there are two different nuschaos of what a person should say if he pops in and he hears Zimun. Now, by the way, the Baruch Mavarach, is that the full text of what a person should respond? So, wait, I'll tell you what. First, let me finish up the Gemara, and then I'll go over the whole Nosach. So, Omer Amen. And the Gemara says, and there is no dispute over here, meaning, if you come in and you hear the, everyone answering, right? So then you, what you're supposed to say is the Nusach of Baruch Hu Mavarach. If you already heard them say, Baruch Shachana Mishalov, Tevoch Hayinu, so now the response is simply going to be, Amen. Period. Okay, so in other words, so if you come across a group of people who are making Zimun, so you respond even if you didn't eat. Now, what exactly is your response to? If you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos over here quotes the Bahag, third to bottom Tosfos on the Amud. Tosfos says, "V'Bahag Pasuk Baruch Hu Umavarch Shmo Tamid LaOlam Va'ed." Okay, good idea to keep that, commit that to memory, because usually when this comes up, it's like this halacha is like very quick, meaning you're just passing by and somebody's making zimun, so you got to be quick on your feet and you got to simply respond right away. Baruch Hu Mavarach Shmo Tamid LaOlam Va'ed. Now what if there are 10 people making a zimun? So then you got to add Shem Hashem. So how does that work? So Tosfos says Baruch Hu Elokeinu Umavarach Shmo Tamid LaOlam Va'ed. Okay, now. Now, there's one bracha that says, yes, say amen after your own bracha. After your very own bracha, you should say amen. And another bracha says, never say amen to your own bracha. You could say amen to someone else's bracha, but not to your own bracha. So the Gemara says, no disagreement over here. One's talking about Bonu Yishleim, and the other one's talking about Shar Brachas. Okay? And quickly, we're going to touch on this topic now of answering amen to your own bracha. The Gemara says, look, we say amen after Bonu Yishleim. And we all know that to be so, meaning we all bench. And we all know that after we say Bonu Brachem Av Yishleim, so to our own bracha, we answer amen. Now, that's strange. Now, why would that be? So Rashi over here writes as follows: Habonu Yishleim, she sof habrachos hareze meshubach. So Rashi gives the yisod, and the yisod goes like this: when I string together a series of brachos in order to signify that the brachos now have come to a conclusion, you say amen. Meaning, to put it simply, amen sometimes behaves like a period. Okay? In other words, I'm just going on and on and on, and you don't know when exactly we've come to an end, so you say now amen. Amen there serves as just simply a period to a sequence, a series of brachas. V'chein sof brachos to kriya shma, shachar zvarviz, v'achar kol birchosav, diktani b'braisa, reiz ha-meshubach. Achar gemar kol birchosav, kamar v'achar kol birchosav, diktani ha-reiz ha-meguna, b'sof kol brachu bracha kamar. All right. And Rashi then says, and you do this all the time, every time you have a series of brachos, so you should be concluding with the words amen. And Rashi says it's going to be true when you finish the brachos of Kriya Shema. Meaning, how many brachos are there of Kriya Shema? So in the morning there's two before Shema, one after Shema. In the evening there's two before Shema, there's two after Shema. So when you finish the series of brachos, you should answer amen. Let's do another example. The brachos of, I guess we could talk about Shema Nesrei. So in other words, when you finally finish the series of brachos, there are 18 of them, so you should say amen. Rashi says that you should do it every time. Now, we Ashkenazim, we don't know from this, right? In other words, from our perspective, there's only one time where we make a bracha at the end of a series of brachos, and that would be Bonu Yishleim. We don't do it any other time. So why is that? Because we follow Tosfos. If you take a look at Tosfos, next Tosfos on the Amud, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, V'halachos Gedolos, Yesh Mefarshim, B'chol Brachu, Bracha, Kegon, Acher Yishtabach, V'chayot Zibol. Oh, I forgot this example, Yishtabach. There's another one. You never think of Yishtabach as being a series of brachas, but sure it is. Right? What's the Yishtabach? It's the end of Psukah Dezimra. What did Psukah Dezimra begin with? A bracha. Baruch Shamar. Baruch Shamar is a bracha. Then there's Psukah Dezimra. Then there's Yishtabach. So it's a series of two, but still, two makes a series. Mini-series, if you will. But in other words, Yishtabach is a bracha. So after you say Yishtabach, you should answer Amen. So, and Tosfos points out, there are those who say that. Rabbeinu Tam says it. No, I'm sorry, that's not Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says it. The Bahag says it. Good. Umihu pochazi my ama devar. Right? We had this expression in the Gemara just a couple days ago. But Tosfos says, but take a look around. Meaning, we don't do it. We don't answer amen after a series of brachas other than Bonu Yishlaim. Shalona gulanos amen ela achar Bonu Yishlaim de birchas amazon. So Tosfos just simply admits that's just simply not our minhag. Meaning, it makes sense that we should be saying amen at the end of every series of brachas, because that's what the Gemara just said to do, but we just don't do it. Okay, and Tosfos doesn't elaborate or give any more explanation. Now, for the Sfarim here in this room, which I think now the population of Sfarim in this room just grew to one. So for the Sfarim here in this room, so they totally understand this Gemara because they do exactly what I just described. Meaning at the end of a series of any set of brachas, they say amen. Because that's exactly what the Gemara's conclusion is. So in other words, after Yishabach, so Sfarim, we have David Davin with Sfarim before? Okay, you know more about Chassidim than I do. So, but if you ever daven with Sfardim, and now I'm going to add to that list Chassidim, so you're going to know that after Yishtabach, they're going to say Amen. What about the end of Brachas of Kriyashma? Same story, they're going to answer Amen. Now, not in the morning, because as we learned earlier, you can't make a hefsek between Gal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei. So even though it's appropriate to say Amen over there from a Bracha standpoint, but on the other hand, you have to be Somech Gula L'Tfilah, so there you can't say Amen. But Ma'ariv, right, when they finish their series of Brachas for Ma'ariv, so we say Kaddish, right? We do make a hefsek, so do they. And part of their hefsek is, at the end of the second bracha of Ma'ariv after Shema, they say Amen. It's the end of a series of brachos. Okay, wonderful. Okay? So, and by the way, I don't have a, meaning, why Tosfos knows that this is a, you know, this is a svar, it's out there, and he quotes Rishonim who maintain this. So why do we Ashkenazim only make it after Bona Barachim of Yerushalayim? So, I don't know. I don't know why we limit it only to that. Okay. Abai anile bekala ki hechid l'shamu po'alem velikumu. Da'atov me'am meisiv lav darai. So now, the Gemara's next discussion is as follows. We just established that when you finish the third bracha of benching, you have to answer amen. So, do you say amen loud, or do you say quietly? So the Gemara here records different minhagim. Abai anile bekala. He would say it loud. So the kihecha de shamu po'al and the kuma de lekumu. And the reason why is as follows. Because as we're going to learn later on this morning, and we're saying it right now as well, the workers, they have an abridged version of benching. Okay? And the reason why is simply because they're on the clock. Meaning right now their time is not their time, it's their employer's time. So workers don't have to bench the full benching that we bench. Now, that means not only cutting out everything after Hatov HaMeitiv, which I know people, but in other words, but cutting out even Hatov HaMeitiv. I mean, they wouldn't even say the fourth bracha. Furthermore, as we're going to learn later this morning, there's even a consolidation of brachas numbers 2 and 3. So really, what they're saying is a very truncated, a very abridged form of benching, because their time is not their own. By the way, the Musar over here is unbelievable, because what are we talking about over here? We're talking about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and that's for people with a lot of Kavana, okay? I mean, we're just talking, it's really amazing that because the workers are on the clock and their time is not their own, so therefore, for them, their benching has been reduced, so that those 2 minutes, those two precious minutes of employment time will be dedicated to employment, okay? So the Gemara says, and the reason why it's Atov HaMeitiv is not Daraisa. So basically now, what Abaye would say is, he would say Amen loud, and that now signifies we have formally concluded the Daraisa portion of benching. So anyone who's working now, get up and go back to work. Now Ravashi went the other way. He said the Amen after Bnei Yerushalayim quietly, silently. So that because he didn't want people to just simply say, oh, Hatov HaMeitiv, oh, that's not part of benching. I know that because we just said Amen, which concludes a series of brachas. So that's not really part of benching. You know what? We'll leave Hatov HaMeitiv out of the benching. Okay. Rabbi Zera Chalash, Gemara tells now a story. Rabbi Zera Sik Alagabe Rabbi Abahu, he's visited by Rabbi Abahu. Kabo Alei Mitzvah Ketina Chrich Saki Avdina Yumatav L'Rabbanan. And Rabbi Abahu says like this, he wishes him a refuah shleima, And he says that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for him a Rufur Shlema, Mitpach means to heal, to get better. And he had a nickname for Rebbe Zera. He refers to him as Ketina Chrichsake. And Rashi says, go to Bab Metzia, go to Da Pehei, and you'll learn over there why he received such a strange nickname. Okay, the small one who gets his pants burnt. Okay, Bab Metzia. For the full story. If he gets better, Avdina Yumatavla Rabbanan, so I'm going to make a yontif, meaning I'll make a suda, a little party, if in fact he gets better. Itvich, so now Rabbi Zera gets better, and Avid Suadasa, Lakula Rabbanan. And so he made this commitment, right, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, where, you know, Ataras Nadarim. So he made this commitment, and he kept his commitment. And so he makes now a suda for the Refuah Shlema of Rabbi Zera. Okay, Kiddush. Kimata Lamishre. So now they're up to Hamotzi. So Amalei the Rabbi Zera Lishra Lamar. So now the reason why we're making the party, Rabbi Zera. So he hands Rabbi Zera the Motzi, the bread, and he says, okay, please be mechabed us with Hamotzi. Amalei lo sev lamar lahad Rav Yochanan amar bala bais botzeya. So Rabbi Zera says, no, I can't be the one making motzi. I'm not the balabais. Meaning, I may be the honoree of the dinner, but I'm not the balabais. Balabais should be botzeya. Okay, and this is said over in the name of Rav Yochanan. So I'm not going to make a motzi. Sharalahu. Okay, so the balabais, Rabbi Abba, was the one who made motzi. Kimat delivruche. So now they get to benching. So Amalei nivrach lanmar. So once again, to the honoree of the dinner, they say, would you like to lead us in benching? So Amalei lo sev lamar lahad Rav Huna demin bavel damar botzeya mevarech. So he says to Rabbi Abbahu, no, because I have Rav Huna. And Rav Huna says that the Baal Bai should be the one benching. So I'm not going to bench. Okay. Now it's funny, because on the motzi, there was no argument whatsoever. You're right. The Baal Bai should be making motzi. And part of the reason why is because, and we talked about this earlier in the sixth perek, because the Baal Bais is going to be then breaking the bread and distributing the bread. And the Baal Bais will be the only one at the table comfortable enough to start handing out big pieces, and, you know, if somebody else is going to make motzi, he won't hand out those big pieces. Okay, there was no debate. When it comes to benching, so Rav Huna says the Baal Bais should be the one leading the benching. And now, on this, Rabbi Abbahu says, no, I don't agree. And here he says, who do I agree with? I agree with Rav Yochanan. I subscribe to Rav Yochanan, who says that yes, it's true, the Baal Bais is Botzeya, the Oreach Mevarech, but the guest is the one who should be leading the benching. Baal Bais Botzeya Kedesh Yiv Sebaayin Yafa. The Gemara here says it. I'm sorry, I went back to the sixth parak. Sorry. The Gemara right here says it. The Baal Bais should be Botzeya because he's the one who's going to be comfortable giving out the big pieces. V'oreach mevarech, but you should have a guest leading the benching. Kedeshi yivarech Baal Habayis. So that he could bless the Baal Habayis. And my mevarech, and what, by the way, is part of that bracha that the guest is going to say to the Baal Bais. So the Gemara here gives us a nusach. We're going to have in today's daf mem vav, two nuschaos, two tefillas that somehow left the bencher, right? What happened to them? So we can only guess. But in other words, here's a nusach of what the guest should say when he's leading the benching, and when he gets to the end of the benching, there's a special yihiratzon that he should say on behalf of the Baal Bais. And by the way, the Gemara says that's why specifically the guest should bench, so that he has this opportunity to say yihiratzon. And some of the more updated benchers, you're going to find this in the bencher. As far, yeah, I know, but in other words, it's in the Gemara, so you're there. Right, correct. Optional. Correct. So you hear it, son shalom yevosh balabais balamazev alayichalem laolam haba. So this balabai should not be embarrassed in this world, neither in the world to come. Rebbe Moshe Badvarim, and Rebbe would have an extended version of this bracha. V'yitzlach meod b'chol nechasav yinuchasav nechasen mutzlachim v'krovim la'ir. And his business should be close to where he lives, and not so much traveling. Ba'al yishlo satan lo b'maaseh adav v'lo b'maaseh adenu. and should have no have to have no dealings with the satan. Now our girsa is our nusach is va'al yizdakek. In the Gemara it's va'al yizdaker. Lo lafanav lo lafaninu shem dvar hirachet va'avera ve'avon mi'atav v'yad olam. And there should be no sin that has to come into him having to earn a livelihood. Good. That's the nusach of the birchas ha'oreach. And it's very appropriate. I mean, the Gemara says to say it, but in other words, it's very correct that if you are leading benching at someone else's table, to add this as part of the benching. Ad heichan birchas hazimun. Okay, now we're going to get to a part of the Gemara. Now I'm going to say over the Gemara according to Rashi. Okay, because that's usually what happens. Meaning, I say the Gemara and I explain it. I leave it to Rashi. You're going to find over here, as everybody does, meaning everybody, including Tosfos, that Rashi's pshat is so difficult, really, really difficult. But we'll do it. In other words, we'll say over the Gemara, we'll say it according to Rashi, and if time provides later this morning, I'll come back and I'll tell you how Tosfos understands our Gemara. Now, remember what I said yesterday, okay? And I'll remind you. When we have three people eating together, so benching becomes different both quantitatively and qualitatively. Okay? That when we three people are eating together now we bench as a group and not as individuals. It's not three individuals benching, it's now a collective group that's benching. Okay? And so that means qualitatively transformed. It also means quantitatively transformed. How so? Because now it's three people eating together, so we're adding another bracha. Okay? Now we don't view it as way, we kind of view it as a couple of introductory remarks before we start the benching. But I'm going to say it much stronger. It's not just a couple of introductory remarks, it's actually a bracha. Look, it says the words baruch. Now I know it's missing important components for it to be called a bracha. This I could say now we learned back in the sixth parak. Right? In other words, you need, in order for a bracha to be a bracha, it needs Shem Hashem, it needs Malchus, and what do we say? All we say is baruch she'achanu mishalo. And if there's 10, okay, so we add Baruch Elokeinu, Shachanu Mishalom. But okay, I understand it's missing basic components for it to be called the bracha, and that's a bit of an issue, but it is. Meaning it is an additional bracha to benching. And so now the Gemara now is asking the following question. And again, I'm going to explain it according to Rashi. Ad heichan birchas hazimun. Up until what point in time is birchas hazimun? Meaning, what's the difference between individuals benching versus a group of three or more benching? So, or let me say it a slightly different way, but essentially it's the same point. When we're three people eating together, where do we start benching? When we're individuals eating together, so where do we start benching from? Okay. Now, you think you know the answer to this question. The answer, the Gemara is going to surprise us. Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech. So Rav Nachman says you go up to the point of Nevarech. Meaning that when three people are eating together and we make a Zimon, so Rabbi Sai Nevarech, okay, or you can even do it in the old school of Rabbi Sai Mirvel Benchin, but that's just basically a call to arms. And then, Yishem Hashem Nevarech Metavi Adolam, Maranam Rabbi Sai Nevarech She'achanu Mishalom. Baruch She'achanu Mishalom Tuvo Chayinu. Good. Says Rav Nachman, that's the part of what we call now Zimun. From that point forward, then benching is said by an individual. And Rav Sheshet Amar Ad Hazan. And Rav Sheshet says, no, you go up to the point of Hazan. That means, and again, this is according to Rashi, if we're three people eating together, we're making a Zimun, Zimun starts from where I just started, Rabbi Sai Nevarech, and goes all the way up until Hazan Es Hakol.
For what purpose?
For the purpose of Zimun.
And what I'm saying is it that
another and then that means that if we don't have a Zimun, if it's less than three people who ate together, so then benching begins Noda. Noda Cha Hashem Lokeinu. Yeah, I know. Right.
But you're skipping the
first bracha. Okay, that's correct. According to Rav Sheshes, you're skipping the first bracha. Takes a while to digest this, as it's hard to imagine, but this is how Rashi understands the Gemara. Now, Adazan, name a Kitanai. Now, the Gemara says, now, this seems to be subject to a Machlokas Tanai, meaning this debate between Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman is an antiquated debate between Braises. Did Nichada, Birchas Hamazon Shnayim Ushlosha. One brisa says, you know, benching sometimes it's two brachas, sometimes it's three brachas. V'tanya Idach Shlosha V'arba. We have another brisa that says benching sometimes is three brachas and sometimes it's four brachas. Now Savrua Dekul Amatov Ametav Avda Raisehi. Now let's start off with the following assumption. That fourth bracha, Atov Ametav, that's not a bracha daraisa. Second time this morning we're hearing this. Okay, and it will not be the last time we're hearing this morning. Hatov Ametiv is not a bracha daraisa. It was added on later. Historically, we talk about that sometime over Rosh Hashanah. Okay, good. So now that Hatov Ametiv is removed from the discussion, so now what are we left with? We're left with the bracha of Zimun, Hazanah Sakol, Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon, and Bonei Yerushalayim Amen, or Bonei Berachamav Yerushalayim Amen. So my la ba'akam iflagi. So the Gemara suggests now let's say the pshat. Man damashayim v'shalos, the brisa that says 2 and 3, kasav adazan. So he goes like Rav Sheshes, or Rav Sheshes goes like him. Meaning that benching individually begins where? Noda. How many more brachas are there after Noda? Mina Torah? Right, well, let's include Noda. Two. Meaning it's Noda ending with Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon, followed then by Rachim, which ends with Bonei Berachamav Yerushalayim. Good. That's two. And if there's a Zimun, what are we going to add? One more bracha, which begins with Rabbi Sain of Arech and ends with Hazanah Sakol. Good. That's the first brisa, and that's out to 2 and 3. Oman damashosh va'arba, and the one who says 3 and 4, kesav ad nevarech. And in other words, and that'll be easier to explain, because the nevarech shachana mishaloh, that's one. Hazanah Sakol is two. Noda is three. Rachim is four. And now it comes out that if there's a Zimun, so go start and Nevarech. If there's no Zimun, start with Hazanah Sal Berchat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hazanah Salam, Kulo B'Tuvo. Okay. The Gemara says maybe these discrepancy between these two brisas is really merely a reflection of the debate between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, now again, by the way, you realize how strange all this is. Right. In other words, I don't need to really emphasize or to hammer home that it comes out now that according to one opinion in the Gemara, which is Rav Sheshes, if you're benching by yourself, you begin at Noda. I mean, it's so strange because we know that's not correct. We know that's simply not true. And you take a look at Tosos just simply cannot believe that this is the pshat of the Gemara, but according to Rashi, it is. Okay. Again, if time permits later on, I'll tell you how Tosos learns the Gemara, but right now, we're just saying over the Gemara according to Rashi. Love. Rav Nachman Matarot Satam, Rav Sheshes Matarot Satam, the Gemara says, nah, each of these Amoraim can look at these brisas and can fit in and conform to both brisas. Now Rav Nachman Matarot Satam, Dekulei Amad Nevarech. Now Rav Nachman says, look, everyone could agree with me. Both brisas could agree with me. Zimun goes up to the Nevarech, and then from that point forward, it's just quote unquote regular benching. And Manda Mishalosh V'Arba Shapir, now the one who says 3 and 4, that's great. Manda Mishalosh V'Shalosh, now what about the brisa that says 2 and 3? Amalacha, Acha Bebirchas, Polon Amaskinon. Says 2 and 3, that's fine. I can tell you, I can share with you how benching can be made up of only two brachas, and specifically by the workers. Right? Second time today we're doing this. Workers make a benching that is only two brachas long. Amar Mar. Posech Bazan, V'kolel Bonei Yushlaim Bebirchas Haaretz. You say the bracha Bazan, right? The regular first bracha benching, and then what do? Brachas 2 and 3, you consolidate to make them one bracha. Okay, so and that's it. And so therefore, the poel, the worker, is going to be making benching that's only two brachas long. Good. That's the other brisa. Rav Sheshes Matarot Satameh. Now Rav Sheshes says, look, I think I'm okay also. Why? Rav Sheshes, remember, holds that an individual makes benching starting from the point of Noda. Okay? And so the brisa, Dekulei Amad Hazan, Manda Mishlai Mishal Shapir. Now the brisa that says two brachas versus three brachas, perfect. Because according to Rav Sheshes, the two brachas would be when he's benching by himself. Noda, followed then by Rachem. But when you're benching with a Zimun, you start with Nevarech, going all the way to Hazanah Sakol, that's one. No, there's two, Rachim's three. And the one that says 3 and 4, it's very simple. Maybe he disagrees with our premise. Our premise was, HaTov HaMeitiv was not Daraisa. Leave it out of the discussion. Maybe that Braisa holds that HaTov HaMeitiv is Daraisa. Put it in the discussion. And so therefore, that would be your fourth bracha benching. Amar Rav Yosef. Now, even though the Gemara just made a suggestion that HaTov HaMeitiv is Daraisa, the Gemara is now about to squash and squelch this position, and the Gemara will basically emphatically state that the HaTov HaMeitiv is not a bracha d'oraisa. And where Gemara is going to give three proofs altogether that HaTov HaMeitiv is not d'oraisa. Teida HaTov HaMeitiv av d'oraisa. Shari Paul HaMokri Mosa. So proof number one we already saw, and this is now the third time this morning we're saying it, when the workers are benching, so they leave out HaTov HaMeitiv altogether. Now, if it's a bracha d'oraisa, they can't leave it out. Okay, that's proof number one. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei de Rav Teida d'HaTov HaMeitiv av d'oraisa sharei posech baba baruch vein chosim baba baruch. Another proof is, look at the nusach. When you start that fourth bracha of benching, the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv, so where does it begin with? The words, Baruch Atah Hashem. Why would it do that? Meaning, is it not just simply a continuation of the previous bracha? And don't we have as a rule that when you string together brachos, the first bracha in the series has to start off with Baruch Atah Hashem. After that, what's each bracha called after that? A bracha hasmucha lechaverta. And each subsequent bracha does not need to start off with Baruch Atah Hashem. So now when you get to benching, you have now a series of brachos. Brachos 1, 2, and 3. Now one starts off with Baruch Atah Hashem. Second bracha, Noda. Third bracha, Rachim. So the fourth bracha, if it were just a hemshech, a continuation, so it doesn't need to start off with Baruch Atah Hashem, and yet it does. Another proof that HaTov HaMeitiv is not Daraisa. Ki Detayin, the Gemara says, look, we'll quote a Braisa. Kol HaBracha is Kulam Posech Mem BaBaruch, VeChosem Mem BaBaruch. Look, the general formula and format of a bracha is, it starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, and it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem, whatever the bracha is talking about. And there are...
Our whole group of brachas d'oraisa is one.
Correct.
So you're saying that either A doesn't match it, or B, this must be added at some other time, because if it were all done at the same time, yeah, it would just flow from the previous bracha.
Right. Correct. We're talking about a very select group of of brachas. Benching and Birchas HaTorah. Those are your groupings. But, okay, in other words, Tosos over here, you see the big one on the bottom, he tries to figure out nearly every series of brachas that we say, does it fit into the rules that the Gemara is laying out right now. So there's much to discuss over here. But I'm going to go through this quickly. Now look, when you make a bracha of a fruit, so it doesn't have this format of Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Paragraph followed then concluded by Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Chasima, because by fruit it's just a simple, right? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech HaOlam, Bar Pei Eitz. Okay, good, and then you eat. And the same thing with Birchas HaMitzvos, Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Elkeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kishamnu Tzav Zivanu, Al Natilas Lulav. Okay, and then in other words, they're too short to have a paragraph and then a conclusion. And Brachas Mukhla Chaverta, same story. In other words, there's another exception to the rule where it doesn't open up with Baruch Atah Hashem. Ubracha Achrona Shebekriya Shema. The last Bracha of Kriya Shema, the one that starts Emes V'Yatziv, or Emes V'Emunah. Yesh Mem Sheposech Mem Mabaruch, Vein Chosim Mem Mabaruch. Okay, fine. Anyway, that was the second proof. I'm sorry, V'yesh Mehem Shechosim Mem Mabaruch, Vein Posech Mabaruch. So the Gemara just finished making its point, which is, look, if the fourth bracha of benching were just a continuation, it would not need to open up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Again, you see that it's not a bracha min haTorah, it's an add-on, it's a derabanan add-on to benching. And finally, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Teida HaTov HaMeitiv Lav D'oraisa. Another proof that HaTov HaMeitiv is not a bracha d'oraisa, shere okra nosa beveis ha'avol. When you go to the beis avol, so there's a different benching that's said. This is your second nusach of today, where kind of gets lost over time. Right? Where did it go? Again, I don't know the answer to that question. But in other words, and the Gemara is going to give us the nusach. there's a nusach of how to bench in the Beis HaAvel, and basically goes like this. Now, to understand, let's just go over the following. The fourth bracha of benching is really a tov ha'meitiv. Okay? It's a slightly longer version of it, but it's really a tov ha'meitiv. Now, what does a tov ha'meitiv basically mean? God, you did good to us. So you can understand in the Beis HaAvel, it's hard to say that. Right? It's very difficult to say that. So now we know, we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, Kishem Shemevarchim Al Tov, Kach Mevarchim Al Ra. That you gotta, everything is good, just, you know, it's everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's just, you know, and you have to see it that way. But still, in other words, even though that's true, right, the Gemara later on will tell us that, but still there's a different Nusach, meaning when something bad happens to you. So it doesn't mean you make Atov Ametiv. In fact, we know, what do you make? You make a Dayan HaEmes, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Okay, so when we get to the fourth bracha of benching in the Beis HaAvel, to simply say HaTov HaMeitiv is like just totally, you're not with the program. Meaning we're now in the house of a mourner, right? Somebody just died. So you shouldn't say HaTov HaMeitiv. What should you say? Okay, subject to a disagreement. So Mahim Omer, Beis HaAvel, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Baruch Dayin HaEmes. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you basically rip out the fourth bracha of benching, don't say it, and replace it with Dayan HaEmes. Okay. So you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, what just happened? We just extracted HaTov HaMeitiv out of benching. And we replaced it with Baruch Dayan HaEmes. So again, another proof that HaTov HaMeitiv is not Doraisa. Had it been Doraisa, it's not extractable. You can't replace it. Now, the Gemara is bothered by, in other words, and that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Now, the Gemara is bothered by the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, go ahead, say Tov HaMeitiv. What? We're in the Beis HaAvel. HaTov HaMeitiv in Dayan HaEmes Lo, Ela Ema Af HaTov HaMeitiv. Okay, so the Gemara here just qualifies it. It sharpens the Tanakhama's viewpoint. It's not that you just say HaTov HaMeitiv, you say it in conjunction with Dayan HaEmes. You say both. So how exactly does that work? So Marzucha Ikla Lebei Ravashi, Isra Bei Milsa. So there was something bad that happened. That's the Gemara's way of saying there was a death and they're sending Shiva. Pasach Uvarech Hatov VeHameitiv. And now here's the Nusach. The Nusach when you're in a Beis HaAvel. Now again, it got lost. It's not our Sidurim. Okay, what happened to it? I don't know. And it's just interesting. It's brought down in the Rambam, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't doubt it for a second. Okay. HaTov HaMeitiv Kel Dayan Emes, I'm sorry, Kel Emes Dayan Emes Shofei B'tzedek Lokech B'mishpat V'shalit Bo'olamo La'asos Bo Kirtzano Ki Kol Derechav Mishpat Sha'kol Shelo V'anachno Amo Avadav U'v'chol Anachno Chayvim Lo'odos Lo U'levarcho Goder Pratzos B'Yisrael Hu Yigdur Isapir Tzazos B'Yisrael L'chayim. It's really beautiful. It's a beautiful nusach that you say in the Beis HaAvel, and us Ashkenazim, we're a little bit strange like that. There's a Gemara gives very clear instruction of how to make the fourth bracha in the Beis HaAvel. Okay, we should do it. Okay, we're back to the Gemara Lehechanu Chozer. Okay, so we just finished the section of the Gemara of HaTov HaMeitiv is Derabanan. The Gemara threw it out there for just a moment that HaTov HaMeitiv is a bracha d'oraisa, but the Gemara brought 1, 2, 3 proofs that HaTov HaMeitiv is d'rabbanan, and that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay. It's based on, number one, the workers take it out. Number two, we say Amen after Bonei Yushalayim, and we open up the fourth bracha with Baruchat HaShem. It's clearly not a bracha smuch l'chaverta. And finally, the third proof is that in the Beis HaAvel, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, HaTov HaMeitiv is ripped out altogether from benching. The Gemara now wants to know the following. Leheichanu Chozer. Now, again, I'm going to say the Gemara over like Rashi. Okay? And Rashi says that this question of the Gemara now takes us back to Amud Aleph. Now, what do we learn in Amud Aleph? That when you're benching with a Zimon, with three people, so you add the Birchas HaZimon. Now, according to Rav Sheshet, where does that take us to? It takes us to all the way to Hazan Esakol. Okay, good. As opposed to an individual bench, he doesn't say the first bracha benching. He certainly doesn't say Zimon, Nevarech, and he doesn't say the first bracha benching as well. Meaning, according to Rav Sheshes, that's all part of Zimon. And then, where does the individual's benching start? Starts with Noda. So now, according to Rashi, the Gemara here is asking the following question. You were sitting at a table with two other guys. And the two others said, gentlemen, lunch is over. We got to go. Now, as we learned earlier this morning, they dictate the terms of benching. They're two, you're one. They say it's over, it's over. Okay, meal's over. Okay, so but you really would like to continue eating. So what do you do? So now, they're going to start off with Zeman. Now, obviously, for the Zeman itself, you have to stop eating. Because you got to listen, and you got an answer. So you're going to stop eating. So now, according to Rav Sheshis, what's happening? They're going to start off with, Nevarech Shachana Mishalau. And then you're going to respond, Baruch Shachana Mishalau Tevachayinu. And then, according to Rav Sheshis, the Brachas of Zeman hasn't ended. It continues. Till when? Till Hazan Es HaKol. And then, now, the Bracha of Zeman now is officially over. Now, you as an individual, you're not ready for benching yet. You're going to say, okay, gentlemen, you continue benching. I'm going to sit, eat. I'm going to continue eating. And now, when you finish eating, now it's your time to bench. So, where do you start now your benching from? Where do you start benching from? Because you already heard Zeman, and according to Rav Sheshis, Zeman includes Nevarech, and what we call the first bracha. Right. So now where do you start from? Ad heichan, I'm sorry, lehechan uchozer. Rezvid mishmei dabaye omer chozer larosh. You go back to the beginning. Right? Because you got a bench. And benching means you got to go back to the beginning. Verabanan amre lamakom shepasak. And the chachamim say no, meaning you already heard nevarech, you already heard hazan esakol, so now, start an oda. That makom shepasak. Ve'ochasol makom shepasak. Now the halacha is, you go back to the place where you last stopped. Okay. Now again, let's say it one more time for today. This is all according to Rashi. And of course it's very strange. Because now according to Rashi comes out that we have a scenario in which, as an individual, you start your benching, according to Rav Sheshis, you start your benching from where? From Noda. Even when you joined the Zeman, but if you opted not to bench together with them, but just simply to hear them with their Zeman, finish your meal, and now start benching, where do you start from? Noda. It's very strange. Meaning, according to Rashi now, the Gemara is very strange, in that there are opportunities and times where you're going to be benching, where you start from the bracha of Noda. Again, so what's your research for today? It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. What better time to get some extra learning in? So go back to the Amud Aleph. You want to see the Tosfos of Ad Heichan, and you want to see the next Tosfos as well, Laman Damer Shlaim V'Shosha Kasava Ad Azan. Okay? You want to see those Tosfos. And on this Amud, you want to see also Laheichan Uchoze. You want to see that Tosfos as well, where Tosfos just cannot tolerate this pshat of Rashi, really has difficulty with it, and offers a totally different pshat altogether in the Gemara. Okay, so that's your homework for today. Let's just do a little bit more Gemara today, and then we're going to conclude today's daf. Amalei Rav Reshkalusa L'Rav Sheshis Avgav D'Rabban Kashisha Asam Parsa B'Tzar Chisibon B'Ki Minaycho. Okay, an interesting debate between the Reshkalusa and Rav Sheshis. Meaning Reshkalusa, you have to understand, the Reshkalusa is a position of influence, it's a political position, and he's a, you'll forgive me, but he's a politician, okay? And I don't mean to offend everybody, but in other words, okay. But it just, he's not always 100% behind the Chachamim. So he says to the Reish Galusa, look, you rabbis, you're venerable, you're smart, but I gotta hand it to the Persians, they know things. So the Asam Parsai B'Tzar Chisuba B'Kiyo Menaychu. And when they conduct a meal, their decorum at a meal, I like it, it's good. This is what the Reish Galusa is arguing to Rav Sheshis. Bizman Sheish Tei Mitos. Now look, when there are two people sitting at a Persian meal, so this is a configuration. Now, be better if I diagrammed it with a chart so you could really see and have a visual. Remember this, everyone leans on the left side. Okay, that's the... And now you have... the head, Gadol Mesiv Barosh, he's at the head of the table. V'sheinu lo lamala himeno, now the one who's sitting alongside him is going to be sitting to his head. So in other words, if you will, if you can just picture me lying down right now on my left-hand side, I know that's weird, but in other words, my head obviously is going to come out over here on this side of the table. So when the Persians eat together, so now the next Persian, if it's just two, he's going to be sitting along this side of the table, right, on towards his left. Now when there are three, so how do they configure? So they configure where? The Persian sitting at the head of the table. The second in command is going to be sitting now to his left. And the third in command is going to be sitting to his right. So Rav Sheisha says, I have a hard time seeing this. Meaning if, let's say now, the second person, if he wants to talk to number two. So that number two has to get up and sit up. Because if you now can picture number two, what is he doing? He's reclining on his left side. Where is he facing? He's facing the wall. He's not facing the table. So the Gemara says, so if they want to communicate, so this guy's now going to have to sit up in order to talk to the head. So he says, well, you know, the Persians, when they talk to each other, they don't always talk verbally. They have a sign language that they talk to one another. They have means of communication without having to have to be verbal. Okay, so now, more about these Persians. So where do they start the Mayim Rishonim? Now, it's so funny. Now, when we're talking about Persian behavior and Mayim Rishonim, like, are we talking about the Jewish Persians? Are we talking? No, I don't think so. So why are they talking about Mayim Rishonim? Mayim Achronim, I understand, their hands are dirty. They want to wash their hands at the end of the meal. Why? What are they doing with Mayim Rishonim if they're not Jewish? I think that's strange. I don't know. But anyway, Amalei Min HaGadol. So the Persians start with the Gadol, meaning the first, the head of the table is what is going to wash his hands first. So Rav Sheisha says, Yashav Gadol Vishmo Yadav Shenot Lim Kulan. What, and you're going to have him now just simply wait until everyone else washes, and he's just sitting there and he's quiet and not appropriate. So Amalei La'atamaisi Taka Kameh. No, the Reish Galusa says, you don't understand. When he washes his hands, so he sits down at the table, and they bring him his food. So he's not waiting for you. Don't worry, he's not waiting for anyone. Now Rav Sheshes continues, and he says to the Reish Galusa, so how do they operate Mayim Achronim? So Amalei Min HaKatan. So they start with the katan. In other words, the smallest man of stature at the table. Boy, what an honor, right? In other words, he starts with Mayim Achronim. You know who you are. You are the low man on totem pole. That is correct. So again, Rosh Hashanah says, that doesn't make any sense. And now the Gadol is sitting there and his hands are a mess, they're filthy. And he's going to be waiting till last in order to do Mayim Achronim. So he says, no, again, you don't get it. The Persians, for the Gadol, they don't take his plate away. He's still fresting all the way, even while other people are doing Mayim Achronim. I'm Rav Sheshes, Ana Masnitsa Yadana. Now finally Rav Sheshes hears it all, hears enough of it all, and Rav Sheshes finally says, look, good. I'm so happy that you like what the Persians do and you're excited about the Persians. I know a Braisa. So in other words, in terms of decorum and how a Suda operates, I'll follow the Braisa. Thank you very much. Titanya Kate Seder Seba, how does the Seba work? Okay, all this should sound familiar because not that long ago we were learning this Tosefta in the sixth parak in terms of how to greet the guests in when they come into the house, right? Remember with the glass of wine in the antechamber, and then when you get in another glass of wine. So this is the continuation of that Tosefta. Table manners 101. So in the Brisa and the Jewish way of doing things. So you have the second guy sitting towards by his feet, okay? And I know that sounds a little bit weird, but now they get to talk to one another because they are both facing the table. And then when there are three, so then we reshuffle, where now two is going to be sitting at the head of number one, and three is going to be sitting at the feet of number one. Mayim Rishonim Matzchilim Min HaGadol. Now Mayim Rishonim starts with a Gadol. Mayim Achronim Bizman Sheim Hei Matzchilim Min HaGadol. Now, if there are five people eating at the meal, So Mayim Echronim starts with the Gadol. V'zman Sheimea, what is there 100 people sitting at the table? That's a nice meal. So Matzchilam in a Katan, Hashemegin Eitzel Hei. So you start with the Katan, you start with the low man on totem pole, until you get to your last five. V'chozim Matzchilam in a Gadol. When you get to the last five, so now the Gadol gets to Mayim Echronim. And the one who starts with the Mayim Achronim, so that's who gets to lead in the benching. The one who gets Mayim Achronim first, he's the one who's going to be leading in the benching. And the Gemara tells a story, and the story should sound familiar because it's the second time we're hearing the story in the Masechta, and with this we're going to end. Rav Rabbi Chia Hava Yasvib Vistu Dasakame de Rabbi. Rav and Rabbi Chia, right, nephew and uncle, sitting together with Rabbi, who was the Rabbi of both of them. So Amale Rabbi Larav Komashi Yadech. So Rabbi gives instructions to Rav, and he says to Rav, go wash your hands. So Chaziv Kamir Sas. Now Rav is just terrified. Because he was instructed by his Rebbe, to go wash his hands. What? I don't understand. Am I eating like a pig? In other words, he didn't understand that Rebbe was speaking to him in a halachic terminology. What I'm saying to you is, go wash your hands because I want you to lead us in the benching. Okay, good. All right, we'll stop over here. Okay. More discussion today about Birchas HaZimun. What exactly does Birchas HaZimun begin and end? Machlok is in the Gemara between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Okay, again, all I did today, I know we did a lot, but all I did is present the Gemara according to Rashi, totally different way of understanding the Gemara according to Tosfos, which we did not do today. And then we went over manners and table etiquette, Persian style versus Jewish style.